It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that
thing. There used to be a milk commercial that was on this. And the guy would come up behind the cow and he was like, shake that thing, right? Right? And he's lit there and all of a sudden he'd just be looking at the cow. And now he's like rubbing it from the back going, yo, shake. Yo. And then he's like smacking it around, moving that thing. The cow's just like doing nothing. It looks like one of those big Chick-fil-A ones. And then he's like shaking them and it's like smack. Ah. Oh. I love that commercial for chocolate milk, for milkshakes, you know?
I was going to
say, what's
the chocolate milk?
Shake. Santa did a war with us. We're going to war. You know, it's funny that they were talking about cows because, you know, I talked about recruiting, and this is how I kind of feel about recruiting. Don't get me wrong. I want all the best. Like, I want – it's kind of how I feel about beef, right? I want to eat beef, so, you know, I can't be sitting here and talking about, you know, how people are hosting them, but I want the best – ranch possible, right? You see what I'm saying? You know, that's what comes to in football. Like, you know, I understand that this is a meat market and we're trying to get these kids in here and they probably should be paid, but that's another day topic is whether we should be paying kids or not in the college they get. I just don't want to deal with that not right now, but you know what, why don't we take this break here and we'll look at a little bit of the college recruiting, because you know people want to know and people are interested, right? Sponsored by Your Name Here. I need to get a beautiful voiced girl to come in here and say Your Name Here. If you'd like to sponsor this particular segment, contact the station care of the Darren Copeland Experience. All you gotta do is just give us a call. All right, so, you know, when you think of the teams that are around the area they really care about, and I'm sorry, UNC, you know, we just don't get down. I know you're Division I, I'm there with you, but, you know, we got to talk about the big three, and then you got to also talk about Wyoming. So, but Colorado, you know, comes off a big year, 10-4, the 8-1 in the Pac-12. They win the Pac-12 Conference South. They've just made huge upgrades in their facilities. And it seems to be paying out where they end up. They lost one late, but they got one late. But those seem to balance out where Colorado was thought to be a top 25 class. Well, maybe a little bit lower. They ended up at 35. Meanwhile, Colorado State had a solid class. It's very difficult to recruit there, but I think they're going to do much better once they get that. Once you guys get that stadium. I mean,
new stadium that's close.
I have a bad experience. I mean, should I tell you that? Should I tell this? I mean, I don't know. Well,
Do it.
It's statute of limitations, all right? So that Hughes Stadium has been there for years and years and years and years and years. And back in the 90s, when I was just a young lad, old enough to be going to games with friends in other cities other than my hometown of Boulder, but I was going up with older people, and we... maybe had a little bit to drink in the parking lot going there, and just the heat. We were sitting on the grass in one of those grass end zones, and the next thing I know, I was by myself. I would pass straight out. So that was my experience about drinking a lot of liquor that, you know, I should have listened to earlier, but it's just so far away, and it was so hard. I vaguely remember being so hard to get out of, so hard to, you know, get into with all the. So I'm hopeful that, you know, a walking distance stadium will help, because, I mean that's the problem with a lot of these college towns is it takes 45 minutes to get away, to get out. And it's okay if it's, you know, Alabama, where there's, you know, it's, or, you know, Oklahoma or Nebraska where it's flat, you can kind of go out all directions, but. You know, it's hard here. I mean, Air Force has the same problem, but, you know, they're unique. So, you know, by the way, they were a 98th. And here's the one that's surprising.
198th or 98th?
No, they were just 98th.
Okay. Made the top 100?
They did make the top 100. And, you know, Wyoming, they had a great year last year. And this is weird. You know, well, here's the problem. All right. Here, let me tell you about, like, what Wyoming is like. They are a very difficult school to recruit to. All right. Laramie's a great town and it's a wonderful town, but it's 2 hours from here, you know, an hour from Fort Collins. Everyone should go see it. go see it in the summer because it's cold and it's breezy and you want to make sure. I mean, really, it's a difficult place to recruit to, a difficult place to recruit to. And they're the biggest, and this is the problem. And this is, if you want to talk about, like, you know, this is my extrapolation. This is the problem why the Big 12 is having problems expanding, because they have plenty of teams that they can put into the Big 12 South Division, but they need a team that's from the North where they can put into the North Division. I mean, they can't, there's not a lot of options over there. I mean, is CSU worthy of the Big 12? Probably not. With CSU rather worthy of the Big 12? Probably not the CSU stadium right now, but hopefully with that new stadium they will. Is Boise State? Well, Boise State's kind of a little bit too far off, so they're not really a good choice. I think they would be the best choice, considering they're in the Big East in some cases. It can't be, you know, maybe it's BYU if BYU ever decides to stop being independent, which is a possibility, but even they want to be further out, and they're more tied to California than even CU is, so there's your problem. You don't have a lot. I mean, your biggest schools who could go into the Big 12 North are really Colorado State. You have Wyoming, and you have Air Force, and Boise State. Are any of those going to want to go? I mean, are any of those going to want to go into the Big 12? Well, not maybe, but not right now.
But CSU seem to want to go in there.
They would, but they're not ready to go in there yet. They're not ready to go in there.
No, they would go in there and get beaten a couple.
No, I don't even think it's not even about wins and losses. I think they'd go in there and be competitive, because I saw CU winning Big 12 North in years where they were terrible, and then we went to the Pac-12. And I'm sorry that I say we when I talk about Colorado, but that's just how I was brainwashed when I was a child, when I was going to Flatirons Elementary in Boulder, Colorado, and those CU football players would come every year and we'd sing the fight song. So I've earned my we. But, you know, they're just not, you know, just not right there. They just can't make it right now. You know, they got, but go back to my point, the Colorado got whooped in the Pac-12. Whooped in the Pac-12 because they were playing, they only had like 3 and 4 hard games a year, as opposed to the Pac-12, where you could have, you know, any number of those teams, or, you know, any number of those teams in the Pac-12 are top 25.
Oh yeah. Look, I mean, this year, Washington came out.
I mean, USC, I was actually kind of rooting for, I would have liked to have seen that a rematch of that USC Alabama game. So in the first game of the season, you know, Alabama plays USC and whoops them. And, you know, USC ends up 2 down further. And then, you know, they switch quarterbacks. And then he goes crazy. I mean, he becomes, I mean, one of the most electric passers.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. And I would have liked to have seen that game, because I tell you what, it wasn't going to be 52-10 or whatever the score was in the first one. I guarantee it wouldn't be that.
Oh, no. No, it would have been a lot closer, especially with the quarterback that they put in after the first 4 games.
Adoree Jackson is probably the best player coming out of the draft. I'm just telling you right now.
Adoree Jackson?
Yep, from USC.
Write that name down.
Well, there's two. For me, if the Broncos could find a way to get Jabril Peppers, he's not exactly like he's not going to be around. And
no, he's going to get swooped up quick.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be very quick. But he's a guy that's going to be a star for a long time, I think. He's just a guy. But for me, Adoree Jackson solves a number of problems that the Broncos have in some non-traditional areas. First of all, you know, he gives you a fix, an electric fix as a return guy. I mean, he's very fast. You know, went to the Olympics in the long jump. He's very athletic. His interception I don't know who it was. It was one of the two quarterbacks, but the interception that he threw I think it was Montez.
Yeah.
It was incredible. And you see, I like it. And you see the athleticism, and you see the returning skills. And then you can also, you know, add him into nickel coverages. Probably he's pretty tall, so he can probably play a little bit. You know, be another guy in there where you can move Harris inside. I mean, it's something to think about. But I don't think they're going to go that direction, unfortunately. And speaking of Air Force, man, you have to be smart to go to Air Force. I don't want to go to Air Force.
No.
I went to Air Force once, and I couldn't remember how. I literally looked it up in the phone book, and I couldn't remember how it started. Like, Force? Start with an F? No, it was a P.
Air Force.
It was a P.
P-H?
It was H-E-I-R-F-H-O-R-S. EY. Air Force. Yeah? Air Force?
Did you have, like, a security in there or something? I don't know.
Security? There's no security. Nobody call security! Oh. This is the Darren Copeland Experience. We're just having here. We're just sitting here having some fun watching the rain turn to snow. It's supposed to be an ice storm, so make sure if you're driving around, be careful.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.